Government advisers say social media misinformation about COVID-19 is putting Pacific communities in New Zealand at particular risk. On Tuesday, the government announced a $17 million package toward building an awareness campaign in Pacific languages, as well as support for health providers. Doctors and community leaders say that's needed to tackle a stream of false information online and address a staffing shortfall in health workers. Mackenzie Smith reports.
The government has identified Pacific communities as being at greater risk of COVID-19 than others, citing larger households living in densely populated areas. But for many, reliable information on how to avoid or tackle the virus isn't yet in their native tongue. Colin Tukuitonga leads a government Pacific Health Advisory Group for the COVID-19 response. He says many communities have been targeted by people peddling fraudulent COVID-19 cures, particularly on social media.
There's an overabundance of misinformation, I call it, and indeed it's a problem for the whole community. There's too much misinformation and not enough of the credible, reliable information for people. And this is a particular issue in the Pacific communities here in New Zealand.
Dr. Tukuitonga says Pacific people in New Zealand are already feeling threatened by COVID-19.
People are really concerned about the virus and potential impact on their families, health impact on their families. Because, as you know, many are in crowded houses. Many have underlying medical conditions which put them at risk. So there are concerns about the potential health impact.
At the core of the government's new strategy is getting key COVID-19 health messaging in Pacific languages. Tokelauan Church Minister Reverend Tui Sopoanga is already doing his part, having moved his Porirua-based sermons online during lockdown. He live streams services in both Tokelauan and English, sometimes using the platform to share official government advice.
I always do the evening devotions as well so that I can remind my people to be careful and to look after themselves, not to go out, not to have anything to do with social gathering and all, or even family gatherings.
Tui Sopoanga says without physical church gatherings, they're short of cash and would welcome government support. It's not the only call for help. A South Auckland GP says Pacific health providers need support to move more consultations online. Api Talemaitonga, who has advised the government's response team, says providers are also short-staffed because of the government lockdown.
Rather than working with a group of 30 or 35, you're going individually to people's houses, making sure our workers are protected with PPE equipment so they are not exposing themselves and spreading the virus to the people they care for.
The advisory group lead, Dr. Colin Tukuitonga, says they're now working on bringing in more Pacific health workers to deal with the shortfall. For Morning Report, Mackenzie Smith.